Stuart Allen Am. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. All praise be to Allah, the one who has created the heavens and the earth and made the darkness and the light. Yet the unbelievers set up equal partners with their Rabb. He is the one who has created you from clay, then decreed a fixed term of life and set a deadline for you himself. Yet you go on doubting. He is the same one Allah in both the heavens and the earth. He knows what you conceal, what you reveal, and what you do. Yet the reaction of the people has been that whenever a revelation came to them from their Rabb, they neglected it. Now that the truth has come to them, they have denied it. Soon they will come to know the reality which they are ridiculing. Have they not seen how many generations we have destroyed before them? We had made those nations more powerful in the land than yourselves. We sent down for them abundant rain from the sky and made the rivers to flow beneath their feet. Yet for their sins, we destroyed them all and raised up other generations in their places. O Prophet, if we sent to you a book written on paper and they could have touched it with their own hands, the unbelievers would still have said, "This is nothing but plain sorcery." They ask, "Why has no angel been sent down to us?" Well, if we had sent down an angel, the matter would have been settled at once, and no respite would have been granted after that. And if we had sent an angel, we would have certainly sent him in a human form, and thus involved them in the same confusion as they are in at this time. O Muhammad, many Rasuls before you were also ridiculed, but in the long run, those who ridiculed were hemmed in by the very thing they were ridiculing. O Muhammad, say, travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who denied the truth. Ask them, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth? If they don't respond, tell them, to Allah. He has decreed mercy for himself. That is why he does not punish you for your misdeeds right away. He will certainly gather you all together on the day of resurrection. There is no doubt about it. Yet those who have lost their souls will not believe. To him belongs all that takes rest in the night and in the day. He is the hearer, the knower. Say, should I take as my protector anyone other than Allah, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, who feeds all and is fed by none? Say, nay, I am commanded to be the first of those who submit to Allah in Islam and not of those who commit shirk. Say, I will never disobey my Rabb, for I fear the torment of a mighty day. He who is delivered from the torment of that day has indeed received Allah's mercy, and this is a clear-cut achievement. If Allah afflicts you with any harm, none can relieve it other than Him, and if He blesses you with happiness, you should know that He has power over everything. He is the supreme authority over His servants, and He is the wise, the aware. Ask them, whose testimony is more reliable? When they say Allah, then tell them, let Allah be witness between me and you, and this Quran has been revealed to me by Him, so that I may warn you thereby and all those whom it may reach. Can you really testify that there are other gods besides Allah? Tell them, as far as I am concerned, I will never testify to this. Say, indeed, He is the one and only God, and I am absolutely disgusted with the shirk you commit. Those to whom we have given the book know this fact as they know their own sons. In fact, those who have lost their souls will not believe. Who can be more wicked than a person who forges a lie against Allah or denies His revelations? Surely the wrongdoers shall never get salvation. On the day of judgment, when we shall gather them all together, we shall ask the mushrikeen, where are those deities whom you ascribe to be my partners? They will have no argument but to say, by Allah our Rabb, we were not at all mushrik. See how they will lie against their own souls, and how the deities of their own inventions will leave them in the lurch. Of them there are some who pretend that they listen to you, but their prejudices have dulled their faculties, and we have cast veils over their hearts and deafness in their ears, so they are unable to understand. Even if they see every one of our signs, they will not believe. So much so that when they come to you, they argue with you. The unbelievers say, these are nothing but tales of the old times. They themselves have turned away from the truth and also forbid other people to believe in it. With such a behavior, they harm none but their own souls, but they do not perceive it. If you could witness the scene when they will be made to stand before the hell fire, they will say, we wish we could return to earthly life again. Then we would not deny the revelations of our Rabb, and we would join the believers. In fact, they will say this because they had come to know the reality which they were concealing before. As a matter of fact, even if they be sent back, they would certainly repeat the same things which they had been forbidden to do. Indeed, they are liars. Today they say, there is no other life except the life on this earth, and we shall never be raised to life again. If you could witness the scene when they will be brought before their Rabb, he will ask, is this not a reality? They will say, yes, our Rabb, this is the reality. He will order, well then, taste the punishment for denying this reality. Those people are indeed lost who deny that they will ever meet Allah. When the hour of doomsday will overtake them all of a sudden, they will exclaim, alas, how negligent we have been about this hour. They will be carrying the burden of their sins on their backs, and evil indeed are the burdens that they carry. The life of this world is nothing but play and amusement, but the life of the hereafter will be better for those who are righteous. Will you not use your common sense? O Muhammad, we know it well that what they say grieves you. It is not you that they deny. These wrongdoers actually deny the revelations of Allah. Many Rasuls before you were denied, but patiently bore their denial and persecution until our help came down to them. For none can change the decrees of Allah. You have already received the news of what happened to those Rasuls. If you find their aversion hard to bear, then see if you can make a tunnel in the ground or put a ladder to ascend in the skies by which you can bring them a sign. O Prophet, you know well that if Allah wanted, he would have given guidance to all. So do not be like the ignorant. Surely those who listen to our revelations with open mind will accept the truth. As for the dead, Allah will bring them back to life on the day of judgment to be produced in his court. They ask, why has a sign not been sent down to him from his Rabb? Tell them, Allah is surely able to send down a sign if he wants, but most of them do not understand the wisdom behind it. If you really want to see the signs of Allah, just look at any animal that walks upon the earth and any bird that flies in the air. They too are the communities like you. We have not left out anything from the book in determining the courses of their lives. They all shall be gathered before their Rabb. Those who deny our revelations are deaf and dumb, living in many layers of darkness. Allah confounds whom he will and guides to the right way whom he pleases. Ask them to think carefully and answer. When you face a disaster or the last hour approaches you, do you call for help anyone other than Allah? Answer me if you are truthful. No, on him alone you will call and forget those whom you have set up as his partners. Then if he pleases, he relieves you from the affliction about which you have prayed to him. We did send Rasuls before you to other nations and afflicted them with suffering and adversities so that they might learn humility. Why did they not humble themselves when the sufferings overtook them? On the contrary, their hearts became hardened and Shaitan made their sinful acts seem fair to them. When they neglected the warning they had received, then instead of punishment, we opened the gates of every kind of prosperity for them. But just as they were rejoicing in what they were given, we suddenly seized them. Lo, they were plunged into despair. Thus we cut off the roots of the wrongdoers. All praises are due to Allah, the Rabb of the world. Ask them, just think, if Allah takes away your hearing and your sight and seals up your hearts, is there any deity other than Allah who could restore them to you? See how we present our revelations over and over again, and yet they turn away. Say, just think, if the punishment of Allah comes to you, whether suddenly or openly, would any be destroyed other than the wrongdoers? We have sent the Rasuls only to give good news and to warn. Then whoever believe and mend their ways shall have nothing to fear or to regret. But those who deny our revelation shall be punished for their transgression. Say, I do not claim that I possess the treasures of Allah, or that I know the unseen, nor do I claim that I am an angel. What I say is that I follow only that which is revealed to me. Ask them, are the blind and the seeing alike? Why don't you think? O Muhammad, admonish with this those who have the fear of being assembled before their Rabb in such a condition that there will be no one to protect them or intercede on their behalf other than Him. It may be that by this admonition they may become righteous. Do not drive away those who call on their Rabb morning and evening, seeking only to gain His favor. You are in no way accountable for their deeds, nor are they in any way accountable for yours. So if you drive them away, you shall be counted among the wrongdoers. That's how we made some of them a means for testing the others, so that they should say, are these the people whom Allah favors among us? Well, does Allah not know best those who are grateful? When those who believe in our revelations come to you, say, peace be upon you. Your Rabb has decreed mercy upon Himself. If anyone among you commits evil because of ignorance and thereafter repents and mends his ways, you will find Allah forgiving, merciful. Thus we spell out our revelations so that the way of the culprit may become evident. O Muhammad, tell them, I am forbidden to worship those whom you call upon besides Allah. Say, I am not going to follow your wishes. If I do, I would be lost and cease to be from the rightly guided. Say, I am on a clear proof from my Rabb which you have denied, but the scourge of Allah which you are in such a rush to see is not in my power. No one has the authority of passing judgment except Allah. He declares the truth, and He is the best of judges. Say, if what you rush to see was in my power, the matter between you and me would have been settled long ago. But Allah knows best how to deal with wrongdoers. He alone has the keys of the unseen treasures, of which no one knows except Him. He knows whatever is in the land and in the sea. There is not a single leaf that falls without His knowledge. There is neither a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, which has not been recorded in a clear book. He is the one who takes your souls at night, and knows what you do during the day, then next day raises you up again to complete your allotted span of life. To Him you shall all return, then He will notify you of all that you have done. He is the irresistible over His servants, and sends guardian angels over you. At length, when death approaches any one of you, our angels take his soul, and they are not negligent in performing their duty. Then those souls are brought back to Allah, their real master. Beware, He is the judge, and He is the swiftest in settling accounts. Ask them, who delivers you from calamities in the darkness of the land and of the sea, when you call upon Him in open humility and silent terror? If you deliver us from this affliction, we shall become truly grateful. Say, Allah delivers you from these and all other calamities, yet you commit shirk. Say, He has the power to send calamities on you from above and from below, or to split you into discordant factions to make you taste the violence of one another. See how we present our revelations over and over again so that they may understand the reality. But your people are rejecting this, although it is the very truth. Tell them, I am not appointed as your caretaker. For every prophecy there is an appointed time, and soon you will come to know. When you see those who are engaged in arguments about our revelations, turn away from them until they change their topic of discussion. If Shaitan ever makes you forget this commandment, then as soon as you realize, withdraw from the company of wrongdoers. Though righteous people will not be held responsible for wrongdoers' actions, yet it is their duty to admonish them. Perhaps they may refrain from evil deeds. Leave those people alone who take their religion as mere play and amusement and are deceived by the life of this world. However, keep on admonishing them with this, lest their souls be damned by their own sinful deeds. They will not have any protector or intercessor to rescue them from Allah, and if they seek to offer every imaginable ransom, it shall not be accepted from them. Such are those who are damned by their own sinful deeds. They will get boiling water to drink and painful torture for their rejection of the truth. Ask the mushrikeen, should we call on those instead of Allah who can neither benefit us nor harm us? Should we turn upon our heels after Allah has guided us to the right way, like the one whom Shaitan has misled and is wandering around in the land while his friends are calling him to the right way, shouting, "Come this way!" Tell them, Allah's guidance is the only guidance. We are commanded to surrender to the Rabb of the worlds, to establish Salah and fear him, before whom you shall all be assembled on the day of judgment. He is the one who has created the heavens and the earth to manifest the truth. On the day when he will say, "Be, it shall be." His word is the truth. He shall be the sole sovereign on the day when the trumpet will be blown. He has the full knowledge of the invisible and the visible. He is the wise, the aware. Tell them about Ibrahim, who said to Azar, his father, "Are you taking idols for gods? Surely I see you and your people in manifest error. We showed Ibrahim the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, as we show you with examples from nature." So he became one of the firm believers. When the night drew its shadow over him, he saw a star and said, "This is my Rabb." But when it set, he said, "I do not love to worship such a god that fades away." Afterwards, he saw the moon shining. He said, "This is my Rabb." But when it also set, he cried, "If my Rabb does not guide me, I shall certainly become one of those who go astray." Then when he saw the sun with its brighter shine, he said, "This must be my Rabb. It is larger than the other two." But when it also set, he exclaimed, "O my people, I am done with your shirk. As far as I am concerned, I will turn my face, being upright, to him who has created the heavens and the earth, and I am not one of the mushrikeen." When his people started arguing with him, he told them, "Will you argue with me about Allah, whereas he himself has guided me? I do not fear those whom you take for gods besides him. None can harm me unless my Rabb so wills. The knowledge of my Rabb encompasses everything. Why don't you get admonition? Why should I fear your idols when you are not afraid of your actions of making them partners with Allah, for which he has not given you any sanction? Which one from the two parties of us deserves to feel secure? Tell me if you know the truth." As a matter of fact, those who believe and do not taint their faith with wrongdoings will feel more secure and will be better guided. This was the argument which we furnished Ibrahim against his people. "We exalt in ranks whom we please. Surely your Rabb is wise, aware. We gave him Ishaq and Yaqub and guided them all as we guided Nuh before them. And among his descendants were Daoud, Suleiman, Ayub, Yusuf, Musa, and Harun. Thus do we reward those who do good to others. Other descendants include Zachariah, Yahya, Isa, and Elias. All of them were righteous. And Ismail, Eliasa, Yunus, and Lut. We exalted every one of them over the worlds, as we exalted some of their forefathers, their children, and their brothers. We chose them for our service and guided them to the right way. This is the guidance from Allah. He bestows it upon whom he pleases of his devotees. If they had committed shirk, all their deeds would have become void. Such were the people to whom we gave the book, wisdom, and prophethood. Now, if these people deny this guidance, it does not matter. We would bestow this guidance upon other people who would not disbelieve. O Muhammad, those were the people who were rightly guided by Allah. Therefore, follow their guidance and tell these people, I am not asking you any compensation for this work of delivering the message to you. This message is nothing but a reminder to all the world. Those people have not valued the attributes of Allah the way His attributes should be valued who say, Allah has never revealed anything to a human being. Ask them, who then sent down the book which Musa brought, a light and guidance for mankind? You have transcribed it on separate sheets, publishing some and suppressing much of that given knowledge which neither you nor your forefathers previously possessed. If they do not answer, then just say, Allah, and leave them alone with the discourse of their useless argument. This is the blessed book, like the one given to Musa, which we revealed, confirming what came before it, that you, O Muhammad, may warn the people living in the mother city and those who live around her. Those who believe in the hereafter will believe in this book and will be steadfast in taking care of their salah. Who can be more wicked than the one who invents a lie against Allah, or says, this was revealed to me, while nothing was revealed to him? Or the one who says, I can reveal the like of what Allah has revealed. If you could only see these wrongdoers when they are in the agonies of death, and the angels stretch forth their hands, saying, take out your soul. Today you will be rewarded with a disgraceful punishment for saying falsehood against Allah, which you had no right to say, and showing arrogance against His revelation. Allah adds to what the angels said, so you have come back to us alone as we created you at the first time, leaving behind all that which we gave you in the world, and we don't see with you your intercessors, whom you claim to be Allah's partners in your affairs. All your ties have been cut off, and what you presumed has failed you. Surely it is Allah who causes the seed and the fruit stone to split and sprout. He brings forth the living from the dead and the dead from the living. It is Allah who does all this. Then why are you being misled? He causes the daybreak from the dark. He makes the night for rest and makes the rising and setting of the sun and the moon for you to determine times. These are the arrangements of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. He is the one who has made the stars for you, so that you might find your way thereby in the darkness, whether you are on the land or the sea. We have spelled out our revelations very clearly for people of common sense. He is the one who has created you from a single soul and granted you dwelling on earth and a resting place in the hereafter. We have spelled out our revelation very clearly for people of understanding. It is He who sends down rainwater from the sky and therewith produces vegetation of all kinds. He brings forth green crops, producing grain piled up in the ear, palm trees laden with clusters of dates hanging within reach, gardens of grapes, olives, and pomegranates. Though their fruit resembles in kind, yet it is different in variety. Look at their fruits as they yield and ripen. Behold, in these things there are signs for true believers. Yet they make the jinns as partners with Allah, whereas He is their creator, and also ascribe to Him sons and daughters without having any knowledge. Glory to Him. He is highly exalted, far above what they ascribe. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. How could He have a son when He has no consort? He has created everything and is aware of everything. That is Allah, your Rabb. There is no God but Him, the creator of everything. Therefore, worship Him. He is the guardian of everything. No vision can grasp Him while He grasps all visions. He is the subtle, the aware. Now there have come to you clear proofs from your Rabb to open your eyes. Therefore, anyone who will open his eyes, it is good for his own soul, and anyone who will play blind, it is to his own harm. And I am the prophet, not assigned as a keeper over you. Thus do we explain our revelations over and over again, so that the unbelievers may say, you have learned from someone, but not from Allah, and that this may become clear to people of understanding. Follow what is revealed to you from your Rabb. There is no God but Him, and turn aside from the mushrikeen. If Allah wanted, they would not be mushrikeen. We have neither appointed you their keeper nor made you their guardian. O believers, do not insult those whom these mushrikeen call upon besides Allah, lest in retaliation they call bad names to Allah out of their ignorance. Thus we have made the deeds of every group of people seem fair to them. In the end, they will all return to their Rabb, and then he will inform them of the reality of all that they have done. These mushrikeen solemnly swear by Allah that if a sign came to them, they would most certainly believe in your prophethood. Say, all signs are vouchsafed by Allah. What should make you understand that if a sign comes to them, they will still not believe? We will turn away their hearts and their eyes from the truth because of their attitude, which prompted them to disbelieve in the first place. And even if we had sent to them the angels, made the dead to speak to them, and presented all the different things of the world before them as proof, they would have not believed unless Allah wanted otherwise. Yet most of them act out of ignorance. Like this Rasul, we had granted each Rasul his opponents, shaitans from among human beings and jinns. Some of them inspired others with seductive discourses of deception. If your Rabb wanted, they would not have done so. Therefore, neglect them as well as what they invent, so that the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter may be inclined to what they say and be pleased with it, and so that they can earn what they wish to earn. Say, should I seek a judge other than Allah when he is the one who has revealed this book with full details? Those whom we gave the book before you know very well that it is revealed to you from your Rabb with the truth. Therefore, you should not be of those who have doubts. The words of your Rabb have been completed with credibility and justice. There is no way to change his words. He is the hearer, the knower. If you obey, most of the people of the earth will lead you away from the way of Allah, for they follow nothing but guesswork and preach nothing but falsehood. In fact, your Rabb knows best those people who have strayed from his way, and he knows best those who are on the right way. So eat of that meat on which Allah's name has been pronounced if you truly believe in his revelations. Why should you not eat of that on which Allah's name has been pronounced when he has clearly spelled out for you in detail what is forbidden, except in a case of extreme helplessness? In fact, many do mislead people by their appetites unchecked by knowledge. Your Rabb knows best those who transgress. Eschew all sin, whether open or secret. Surely those who earn sin will get due punishment for their wrongdoings. Do not eat of that meat on which Allah's name has not been pronounced, since that is most surely a transgression. In fact, the shaitans inspire their friends that they should argue with you, and if you obey them, most surely you will be considered a mushrik. Can a person who was dead and whom we raised to life and gave the light to walk with among people be like the one who is in the depths of darkness from which he can never come out? Since they treat both of them alike, the actions of the unbelievers are made lucrative to them. And that is why in every town we have placed the criminals as their ringleaders to plot therein. They plot against none but their own souls, though they do not perceive it. Whenever there comes to them a sign, they say, "We shall not believe until we are given directly that which is given to the Rasuls of Allah. Allah knows best to whom he should give his message." Soon these criminals will be overtaken by humiliation and by a severe punishment from Allah for their evil plots. Whomever Allah wills to guide, he opens his chest to Islam, and whomever he intends to confound, he makes his chest narrow and squeezes so tight that at the very idea of Islam, he feels as if his soul is going to climb up towards the sky. That is how Allah places a blight on those who do not believe, whereas in fact this way is the right way of your Rabb. And we have spelled out our revelations very clearly for the people who use their common sense. For them there will be a home of peace with their Rabb. He will be their protector because of their good deeds. On the day when he will assemble them all together, O assembly of jinns, you seduced mankind in great numbers, and their votaries from among mankind will say, Our Rabb, we have both enjoyed each other's fellowship, but alas, now we have reached the end of our term which you had decreed for us. Then Allah will say, Now hellfire is your dwelling place. You will live therein forever unless Allah ordains otherwise. Surely your Rabb is wise, knowledgeable. That is how in the hereafter we will make the wrongdoers the comrades of one another on account of what they earned during their life on earth with evil friendship. At that time, Allah will also ask, O assembly of jinns and mankind, did not there come to you the Rasuls from amongst you who proclaimed to you my revelations and warned you about the meeting of this day? They will reply, Yes, they did. We bear witness against our own souls. Today this worldly life has deceived them, but on that day they will testify against themselves that they were indeed kuffar. This testimony will be taken in order to prove that your Rabb would not destroy towns without just cause while their residents were ignorant of the reality. All will be awarded ranks according to their deeds, and your Rabb is not unaware of what they do. Your Rabb is self-sufficient, Lord of mercy. If he wants, he can destroy you all and replace you with others as he pleases, just as he raised you from the offspring of other people. Surely what you are being threatened with must come to pass, and you can do nothing about it. O Muhammad, tell them, O my people, if you don't listen to me, do whatever you want, and I'll do whatever I deem right. You will soon find out who is to gain the reward of the hereafter. Rest assured that the wrongdoers will not get salvation. They set aside a share of their produce and of their cattle for Allah, saying, This is for Allah, so they pretend, and this is for our sharaka. Their sharaka's share does not reach Allah, but the share of Allah is wholly given to sharaka. What an evil decision they make. Their sharaka have induced many mushrikeen to kill their own children in order to ruin them and confuse them in their religion. If Allah wanted, they would not have done so. Therefore, leave them alone with their false inventions. These mushrikeen say that such and such cattle and crops are reserved in the name of such and such temple, and no one should eat except those whom we permit. In fact, these restrictions they themselves have imposed. Then there are some animals which they have prohibited from riding or carrying loads, and there are still other animals over which they do not pronounce the name of Allah. They have falsely attributed all these things to him. Soon he will requite them for their invented lies. They also say the offspring of these cattle is specially reserved for our males and forbidden to our females, but if it is stillborn, then all can share together. Soon he will punish them for their attribution of such superstitions to Allah. Surely he is wise, knowledgeable. Actual losers are those who kill their own children foolishly, without knowledge, and forbid food which Allah has provided them, falsely ascribing prohibitions to Allah. Certainly they have gone astray and are not at all rightly guided. It is he who has created all kinds of plants, trestled and untrestled, the palm trees, the field crops with produce of different kinds, the olives and pomegranates, similar in kind yet different in taste, eat of their fruit in their season and give away their zakah on the harvest day. Do not be spendthrift. Surely he does not love the spendthrift. Of the animals you have, some are for transportation and some for slaughter. Eat of that which Allah has provided for you, and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. Surely he is your open enemy. For 8 heads of cattle, male and female, there are superstitions. Take a pair of sheep and a pair of goats, for example, and ask them, Of these, Has he forbidden you the males, females, or their fetuses? Answer me based on knowledge, not superstition, if what you say is true. Likewise, ask them about a pair of camels and a pair of cows. Of these, has he forbidden you the males, females, or their fetuses? If they answer, then ask them, were you present when Allah gave you these commandments? If not, then who can be more unjust than the one who forges a lie against Allah so that he may mislead mankind without having any knowledge? Surely Allah does not guide the unjust people. O Muhammad, tell them, I did not find in what has been revealed to me anything forbidden to be eaten by one who wishes to eat it, except the meat of an already dead animal, or running blood, or the flesh of swine, for these are unclean, or flesh of an animal which has become profane because of slaughtering in the names other than Allah. Even so, if anyone is forced in helpless situation, intending neither disobedience nor transgression, you will find your Rabb forgiving, merciful. For those who are Jews, we forbade every animal with undivided hoofs, and the fat of oxen and sheep, except what is attached to their backs or their intestines or is mixed with their bones. This was the punishment we inflicted for their willful disobedience. What we said is true. Now, if they disbelieve you, say, your Rabb is the owner of boundless mercy, but his scourge cannot be averted from criminal people. In response to this, the mushrikeen will promptly say, if Allah wanted, neither we nor our forefathers would have been mushrikeen, or we could have made anything unlawful. That is how their ancestors rejected the truth in the past, until they tasted our punishment. If they say so, then ask them, do you have any evidence that you can put before us? The fact of the matter is, you believe in nothing but conjecture and follow nothing but falsehood. Say, in contrast to your position, Allah's argument is conclusive. If it had been His will, He could indeed have guided you all. Say, bring your witnesses to prove that Allah did forbid so and so. Even if they so testify, do not testify with them, nor yield to the wishes of those who deny our revelations, disbelieve in the hereafter, and set up others as equals with their Rabb. O Muhammad, say, come, I will recite what your Rabb has forbidden to you, not to commit shirk with him, to be kind to your parents, not to kill your children, making the excuse of inability to support them. We provide sustenance for you and for them. Not to commit shameful deeds, whether open or secret. Not to kill any soul forbidden by Allah, except for the requirements of justice. These are the things which He enjoined you, so that you may learn wisdom. Furthermore, not to go near the property of an orphan except in the best way until he attains maturity. Give full measure and just weight. We never charge a soul with more than it can bear. Whenever you speak, be just, even if it affects your own relatives, and fulfill your covenant with Allah. These are the things which He has enjoined on you so that you may be mindful. He has also said, verily, this is my way, the right way. Therefore follow it, and do not follow other ways, for they will lead you away from Him. This is what He enjoined on you, so that you may guard yourselves against evil. Moreover, He said, we gave Musa the book to complete our favor on those who would do good to others. It contained details of all things, and was a guide and a mercy, so that they should believe in the ultimate meeting with their Rabb. We have revealed this book similar to the book given to Musa as a blessing. Therefore follow it and adopt a God-fearing attitude so that you may receive mercy. Lest you say, the book was revealed only to two parties before us and we were unaware of what they read. Or lest you say, if the book had been revealed to us, we could have followed its guidance better than them. A veritable sign has now come to you from your Rabb as a guidance and mercy. Who then is more unjust than the one who denies the revelations of Allah and turns away from them? Verily soon those who turn away from our revelations will face dreadful punishment for their aversion. Are they waiting for the angels or your Rabb to come down to them, or are they waiting to be given a certain sign of your Rabb? On the day when that certain sign of your Rabb appears, the belief will not profit that soul which did not believe before, or who, while professing to believe, did not do good deeds. Say to them, wait if you will, we too are waiting. Surely those who divide the religion into sects and identify themselves as a sect, O Muhammad, you have nothing to do with them. Their case will be called to account by Allah Himself. He will inform them as to what they did. Whoever does one good deed, he will be given credit for 10 similar good deeds, and whoever does one bad deed will be punished for only one, and no one will be treated unjustly. O Muhammad, tell them, as for me, surely my Rabb has guided me to the right way, the ever-true deen, the faith of Ibrahim, the upright, and he was not of the mushrikeen. Also declare, surely my salah, my devotion, my life and my death are all for Allah, the Rabb of the world. He has no peer. Thus I am commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. Say, should I seek another Rabb besides Allah, when He is the Rabb of everything? Every soul will reap the fruits of its own deeds. No bearer of burden shall bear the burden of another. Ultimately, you will return to your Rabb, and He will resolve for you your disputes. He is the one who has made you the inheritors of the earth, and raised some of you in ranks over others, so that He may test you in what He has given you. Surely your Rabb is swift in retribution, yet He is also very forgiving, merciful. Surah Al-Araf.